Today's meditation, I have chosen this mantra purposely because I want to give an introduction to this very important mantra. And that mantra is, we have meditated, for those who have been attending meditation sessions, for the last 2 years, I've conducted these sessions at the end of every class, or 2-3 years, in fact, yeah. I have conducted meditation on this mantra before. It's such an important mantra. Let's see how Vijaya chants this first. Very beautiful chanting.
Najayate mriyate vakadachin. Najayate mriyate vakadachin. Nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuyah. Nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuyah. Ajo nityah sashvatoyam purano. Ajo nityah sashvatoyam purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Na jayate. I am Atma, I am not born. Very, very important. All of us think that we are born. The first statement Lord Krishna makes is, I am not born, then the body is born. I am not dying when the body dies. Why? Because I am the changeless Nirvikara Atma. Now you understand what is changeless. Nityaha, eternally changeless. And what is body and mind? Eternally changing. I as Atma never cease to be. Means what? I am ever existing pure being, unborn, eternal, changeless, ancient. Ancient because time doesn't touch Atma. This Atma Vidya is eternal. That is why Bhagavad Gita is eternal. Upanishads are eternal. Brahma Sutra is eternal. It talks about this Atma which is eternal. The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is eternal. I am studying what sages, rishis, seekers, millions of seekers have studied in the past. And who will study in the future also? Same Bhagavad Gita, same 20th verse. So many seekers have understood this mantra. Not only understood the mantra, they apply it to themselves. Shravanam, mananam. Mananam means I think about this Atma. Whatever we think we are, we become that. If we think we are the body, suffering cancer, suffering heart attack, suffering so many diseases, then we become that. Because I am identified with the body and the thoughts. Suppose I identify, I am the akarta, abhokta, nitya, atma. Again and again, I have these thoughts in my mind. And what happens to I, the atma, the same I which felt before as the body, which was ahankara, the ego. The ego learns how to drop the ego in this body and hold on to that atma. Okay, let's close our eyes. We are going to discuss this verse next week, the Shankara Bhashyam. Today is just a preliminary. Please close your eyes. Sit erect. Bhagavad Gita teaches me my innate nature, Swarupam. Atma Swarupam is changeless. I existed as Atma before the birth of this body. I will not die as Atma. Body dies. Body is Prakriti, made up of Panchabhutas. I am Atma, the spiritual essence. Awareness, consciousness, existence principle. The second chapter, 19th verse, teaches me how to identify with Atma. I as Atma am not an actor. I am not a karta, doer of action. I am consciousness in which the body appears and disappears. Appears in the waking state, disappears in the sleep state. Body is the actor, body is the enjoyer. All the time, I remember my eternal nature. Changeless nature. Time is born when the body mind appears. Time is gone when the body mind disappears. I, the consciousness, awareness, experience both appearance of the body, disappearance of the body. I have no connection with the appearance or disappearance. appearance and disappearance is under the control of Ishvara. Karma phala data, the one who bestows all our experiences, good and bad. There is a law. I understand the law through the study of Bhagavad Gita. Waking, dream, sleep is a continuous phenomenon. Changing phenomenon. Waker, dreamer, sleeper are identified with three different bodies: physical body, subtle body, causal body. The same waker identifies with the sleep body and says, I had a good sleep. The same waker understands his absolute nature, Atma nature, beyond which there is nothing. The absolute nature is taught to me by Bhagavad Gita in the 20th verse of the second chapter. न जायते न म्रियते वा कदाचित्. आईत आत्मा ऑलवेज एक्सिस्ट. आत्मा हैज नो बर्थ. Atma has no death. Atma exists before the birth of the body. I.e., the Atma will exist when the body is not experienced, like in sleep. After death, I am immortal Atma. Amrita Swarup. Body is eternal. Body is non-eternal. It is mortal. Mind is changing. Mortal. I, the consciousness, in which body and mind appear and disappear. I am immortal. I have no more fear of the death of any body. I remember the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 20, the second chapter. I am immortal, pure awareness, consciousness. पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमाधाय पूर्णमेवापशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Gently open your eyes.